Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Sue Ann, and I have Patty with me from Loretano Sign Group.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to get what's it called? Ruben over here in 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute. He actually just ran next door to get a coffee. The room next door, not a building.
Problem.
1 second.
Did the guy from the insurance get back to you yet?
No, they actually just get into the credit department and the funding department, get in at around 8, so they actually just walked in, so I should be, he didn't get back to me yesterday about it, so I should hear from them this morning. It shouldn't be too much of an issue. Sometimes, you know, we can cater to the customer's needs on that end.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm actually going to go walk into Ruben's office, make sure he's there.
I feel like I'm forgetting to do something today. Important. I don't know what it is. I'll also show you Alex's school pictures, I think I was going to show you.
Aww.
They're cute. They get you, though. They cost a fortune to order them. I don't remember school pictures being so expensive when I was in school.
But they have them on really good quality, you know?
No, like, this is an actual company that, like, came and took them. Oh, that's much better.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Ruben, it's me, and I'm here with Patty. We're
Hey, good, good. You're a little, like, choppy, by the way. So if I lose you, I'll call you right back. So your question was, I think, on the payment to the vendor, correct?
Well, I mean, I understand that part. Oh, you guys are going to, unlike the previous funding where we had paid it out, you had funded us because we had already outlaid the money. So now you're going to pay the vendor directly.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't paid it out, so I understand that part. We were wondering, because we had to make the first two payments on the loan, like, how does that work? So we made two payments already in order to sign and file the paperwork with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're funding.
Oh, okay. So I think I can confuse you, because you're anticipating the first and last is a down payment, like the money's been transferred to the vendor. It hasn't. So we pay the vendor the full amount. Like, I'll just give you an example. Let's say, well, how much does this invoice cost? What is the total cost? It's like $135 or something. $134.
Yep.
So we pay the vendor $134.
Yep.
We pay them all, the whole amount. The first and last payment you go to us, it doesn't subtract from that amount. You're prepaying two payments, the first full payment and the last full payment. So during the verbal verification, which is the phone call before funding, our funding team will give the owners a call and they'll ask them what day their billing cycle is. Let's just say, and they'll give them some options, but let's just say the billing cycle is the first. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't have your specifics in front of me. Then that means November 1st to November 30th would be prepaid. You'd get a partial payment due for the rest of the month, for the rest of October, and then your second full payment would be due December 1st. The first and last just represents your first and last payment. Let's just say, like, some customers will do four payments due at signing, which is their first payment and their last three. That doesn't come off the financed amount, it's just part of their contract. So in this case, you're not having to put more than your first and last down. It's just your first payment and your final payment aren't billed because they're prepaid.
Alright. So when they make that phone call, like they did on the last one, they'll still make that phone call to us before...
Oh, before releasing payment? Yeah, absolutely.
And then, so I'll just let the vendor know, like, this, the vendor for the break in this case, he was, you know, anticipating we were going to pay him, so we were going to pay him deposit and then final before they ship.
No, I think they just want, the way that we do it is what's called either pre-funding, which is, are we paying a vendor on delivery, are we paying them something down, or are we paying them all the money before shipment? It doesn't really matter to us if some money's going at order and some money's going before shipment, it's just all money before shipment at the end of the day. So, getting a it's just getting the vendor cleared for payment up front, which is us paying them rather than you having to come out of your pocket and you paying them. And that should be resolved hopefully today. Once that's resolved, if we need any additional docs, which I don't think we would, we'd fax them over to you and then we'd get this, the goal is to get this funded today.
Okay, good. So I'm just, I guess, waiting to hear back from Peter on the insurance side of it. And then once that's cleared up, I will just let the vendor know that, you know, it, within today, tomorrow, funding will go out and they can expect the payment.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. That gives me what I need. Patty was, she stepped out. Her cell rang and she had to step out.
No problem.
The two payments that we made at the signing and how that worked as far as her.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to explain it. It's not a big deal.
But I think we're good. If there's anything else, I will give you guys a call back. But I think that's all that I needed and she'll need too. So.
Perfect. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.